for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 Passover Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, April the 22nd, 2011. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of this service teaching on See, Saw, and Look at the Promises of God.
I am honored and grateful to be here today. I take it not a light thing that whenever I stand before the people of God, the one thing that I have learned in my walk with God is that we are a needy people. And we need people that are going to stand before us that are going to give us the Word of God as it is written. Give us the Word of God that's going to transform us. Give us the Word of God that's going to deliver us. And that means that when you make up your mind to do that, there is a sacrifice. There's something that you're going to have to pay along the line to give the people of God the truth. And who was the truth? God is the truth. Jesus represented the truth here on earth. He was born, he died, he suffered, and he rose again for truth. So if you think that you're going to be in this life today, in this world, and not have to suffer, then I think you're on the wrong train. You are going to have to suffer some things. But there are some things that are needlessly unnecessary. Because what we've done is we have read the Word, but we've not accepted the Word. We have read the Word, but we don't understand the Word fully and what it means. See, help me with the right words because it ain't funny. And I don't want to make light of it. But the body of Christ seems to have forgotten what the Word of God really can do for us. We've forgotten about the miracles that happened. We're like the children of Israel. We've forgotten that we are giants. Last night, Brother Butler talked about great faith. But how many of you know that we can get down, knocked down by little fear? I want to share with you today something that I call seesaw and look. Seesaw and look. Today I see. Yesterday I saw. Past tense. When I've experienced something, I have seen. Past personal tense. And tomorrow I look, search for, and try to find something. I say to you today that if you will go to Numbers 13, 32, 33, and say amen when you have it, I want to show you something in the Word of God that maybe you haven't seen it this way before. Seesaw. Think about that. We used to get on the seesaw. Whatever happens when somebody jumps off, they in of a seesaw. Ouch. Right? That's what happens in the body of Christ. A lot of people get on the see what God has done. I saw how good it was. I've seen many miracles. But I'm not looking at the Word and putting His promises in my heart. So when a little fear comes, I jump off the seesaw and leave you hanging up and flying down in the body of Christ. We're not paying attention to what God is telling us to do. And we're taking it very lightly. Are you there yet?
Yes.
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it."
Yes.
But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giant. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. I think they just had a seesaw experience. Because when you begin to see things through your own eyes, you see a little fear and a lot of failure. In these three verses, there is a seesaw and a look. But in order to fully understand how significant your seesaw look is, I have to remind you that this is where your enemy, this is what your enemy is after. The way you see things, the way you perceive things, the way you either react or respond to what you take into your eyes, what you see. The group of men that went with Caleb went to look at the land that God had promised. What did they see? Giants in the land, bushes, entanglements. They took their eyes off the promises. And right there is what the enemy wants you to do today. Take your eyes off the promises. All these men, these spies, had to do was look into their hearts for the promises God had made them. Now, they saw the miracles that God had already done. These same men, these same spies, had left Egypt no longer poor and enslaved. They saw that. But they came out rich and with a future. They had walked on dry land through the Red Sea, saw their enemies destroyed, what? Never to rise again. This they had done with their own physical eyes. They saw it. But yet, they fail to stay on the seesaw of life with Caleb and march through and take the land. They jumped off and left Caleb up in the air. And I wonder, maybe he was thinking to himself, why? Because fear had entered into their hearts and caused their minds to seesaw and become unstable and double-minded. I imagine while Caleb was up in the air, he saw through a portal of time the prophetic insight into the kingdom and couldn't believe that they would even do such a thing. He was so distraught that the Bible says when he returned and those who left the seesaw of God and gave an evil report, they spoke of what they saw through the eyes of fear and it spread like wildfire into the camp. He rent his clothes. How many of you recognize that fear will cause you to make bad decisions? Amen. It will cause you to bring your family, your church, your community, your nation into harm's way. Fear causes you to seesaw and say, I can't do this. This is too big. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Well, you're right. You can't handle it. You probably can't fight your way out of a wet paper bag, to be honest. But the Bible says for us today that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in Ephesians 3:16 it says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now I wonder how the spies, they had a hands-on experience with God. Seeing, touching, working miracles. We operate through faith. We have not seen him with our physical eyes. But he has given us by his word and by what Jesus did in the cross. He said that we can do more, see more than we were able to do when they had him with him. Follow me? Amen. Amen. So what is our challenge today? Why do we allow the spirit of fear to enter into our hearts and not only just enter there, but to stay, to take up reign, to sit on our hearts and to become king? Because it's just a little fear. It's just a little fear. Somebody forgot to tell us that anything that is little, if you leave it long enough, will grow big. And that is the reason why we need to read the Word and let the Word be in our hearts and speak the Word on a daily basis. We should speak it. Don't just say it, but speak it. You know, when you speak the Word, it's kind of different to me than saying it. Because, see, when I speak the Word, I see it. I decree and declare that you shall be set free in your mind, your will, and your emotions by the Word of God. Because God said that Jesus came and died on the cross so that you can be set free. I see you free. But do you see yourself free? Are you just hearing what I'm saying? You have to see what you say in the Word of God. And it'll make something. It'll build something in you. Caleb went to see the land that God had promised the children of Israel. Caleb was a warrior. He had a kingdom vision. Before he even got to the land, Caleb saw that it was good. His faith in what he had already seen God do for them caused him to look at the promises of God. He didn't waver. He didn't seesaw as a child. He wasn't moved by the physicality of the giants in the promised land. Have your giants caused you not to see all the promises of God that He wants to manifest in your life? Do you even recognize the enemy as he strategically places obstacles and distractions in your way? These things become like a minefield in your mind. You become so overwhelmed, you sit down on the battlefield and don't even move. 2 Timothy 1:7 says what? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and a sound mind. Don't look at yourself and what you can do. Look at the promises of God. When you see things through yourself, your eyes are off God, and the distractions, the obstacles, the threats, the circumstances will overwhelm you. You become defeated, depressed, and this opens you to more oppression. It makes you ineffective in the kingdom of God. Fear prevents us from going through open doors because we see a land of giants on the other side. Now, I'm not saying that circumstances and things will not happen because they can and they do on this side of the kingdom. So I am not oblivious to it. I walked through a few minefields myself, a few places of unforgiveness, a few places of not knowing whether I really wanted to go through that door. Because I had become so overwhelmed with all my own personal distractions. But the kingdom of God says that these other things that we've discussed are true. That we can go through things. We can just speak the word and cause it to move. You know, many times God puts things in front of us and we look at it and we speak the word and it may not move. It may not just disappear. Sometimes it's not going to disappear. Sometimes you're going to have to walk through it. But that's when your great faith begins to grow. That you trust God so much that you're willing to walk through the fire. You're willing to walk through places that you're not real sure of. You're really willing to stand in the face of giants and say that I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. God has told me to stand here in this place and declare truth to His people. And I'm going to stand and declare, and I don't care what you do. Yes. On the other side of that is a land of dead giants. But you have to have that faith that comes through the confession of the word to get to the other side. Now, let's go to 1 Kings 19:1-3. Familiar story. Ahab and Jezebel. But we're not going to talk about Ahab and Jezebel today. We're going to talk about Elijah. Now, Ahab told Jezebel, you there? All right. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had slain all the prophets of Baal by the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Ooh, did she curse herself or what? We all know what happened to her in the end. Amen. Amen. Well, this was a strong witchcraft curse. Fill the man of God with fear. And how do we know he was filled with fear? Verse 3. Then the great and mighty Elijah was afraid and arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba of Judah, over 80 miles out of Jezebel's realm. And then he left his servant there and ran on a little bit farther into the wilderness. Hint, when you think you're getting depressed and chased by a witchcraft spirit or a spirit of fear, don't isolate yourself. Get with some of the saints and let them tell you the word. If you can't repeat it, you're so wore out, you can't talk it. You don't even hardly want to hear it, but you know you got to do something. Call somebody on the phone and say, just preach to me. Tell me something. Don't isolate yourself. Elijah, great man of God, he went off and isolated himself. Went off into the wilderness and sat down to die. Now, did I not say, don't sit down in the middle of the field, battlefield? God fed the man of God supernaturally and had him to travel further, and then God spoke to him. And how many of you know that when God speaks to us in our spirits, through the word, through a song, or through a prophet, you are refreshed? Amen. Amen. As Elijah did, I understand that we too, may have to stop, look, and listen. But then when God speaks to our heart, you've got to get up and go. God has invested much in you. His son, who bore a cross so heavy, beaten beyond recognition, tormented by men and demons that he had to have help in carrying it to the final place of death, where he hung by his own weight on his hands, his legs and feet. And he hung there, and not just for a minute. He hung there a long time. He hung there until the multiplied sins of our forefathers, our children, our church, our community, our nation, the world had been covered in his blood. And he hung there so that we would recognize and see that the kingdom of God had come. And now we are able to enter into that kingdom by the blood, which allows us to see, to really see. We must see him in the garden crying out from a place deep inside for you and me. Not my will. Not my will, but thy will be done, Father. How many times have you said that? Faced with obstacles, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job always at an inopportune time. Fear of a family member. Fear somebody's going to say something to you. Fear that somebody's going to take something away from you. That's an obstacle to you at that point. But how many of you have stood and looked at it and said, not my will, but thy will be done? That's the place where we have to get. That's the place where we have to be. Where no matter what it looks like, no matter what color it is, no matter how bad it's stinking, not my will, but thy will be done. In Exodus 14th chapter, just a few verses, 11 through 14, we find Moses there, again, listening to the children of Israel. Lord, have mercy, reminds you so much of the church today. My word. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? That's another thing. Remember I told you, don't isolate yourself. What did they say? Let us alone. We want to stay right here in this mess. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Oh my goodness, I think I'd rather die in the wilderness free than a slave with the Egyptians. Jeez. And Moses said unto the people, and you'll find this statement in one shape, form, or fashion 365 times in the Bible, fear ye not. So God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that we were going to have to constantly deal with this spirit of fear. Because he tells us once a day, fear not. Don't be afraid. Here he says, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more, forever. Amen? Amen. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. See, there's some battles you don't have to fight. Some battles, all you got to do is have great faith and say, okay, God, you have to handle this because I have no clue. And he will handle that for you. Have great peace in knowing that when God handles a thing, it's going to be handled. And everybody concerned is going to get their just reward. Amen? Because he's a just God. He's a just God. Take your eyes off the Egyptians in your life and see what God will do. Faithlessness saw obstacles and giants. So your best defense against fear is not to take your eyes off of Jesus, to focus on God's purpose for your life. Isaiah 26, 3 through 4 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Know that God loves you. His desire is for you to be set free. Matthew 9, 16 and 19 says, we have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we bind the fears of rejection, the fear of man, the fear of failure, fear of success. Fear of responsibility, the fear of loneliness, fear of getting old, fear of poverty and torment, depression, self-pity and paranoia. These spirits that bind and block your emotions, all mind-blocking and mind-hindering spirits, mind-blinding spirits, we curse you at the root. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that you will let the people of God go, so we loose the word. 2 Timothy again, 1:7 says, trust, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Proverbs 2:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't look to your own eyes. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, God, I shall condemn, because I am made in the image of God, and I'm going to speak his word. And if he spoke the word, and the word came into existence, then you speak the word, and you can declare that your world shall come into existence the way that God says that it's supposed to come. But you're going to have to speak his word, not your word. You have to see with his eyes, not your eyes, based on the promises of God. 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We loose in Ephesians 1:17, we loose the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:1-2, I make supplication and intercession and give thanks for all men and leaders in my nation and in the church, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Again, Brother Frank said last night that it takes great faith to ask for and receive the miracles of God. So why should we balk and sit down with a little fear? When was the last time that we made confessions and declarations over ourselves, seeing what we say, knowing that we saw God work miracles before, and we know that he will work them again? Amen? Amen. You know, you say it's impossible, but God says in Luke 18:27 that all things are possible. You say, I'm too tired. God says, I will give you rest in Matthew 11:28-30. You say, nobody really loves me. God says, I love you. John 3:1-6. You say, I can't go on. God says, my grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 12:9. You say, I can't figure things out. God says, I will direct your steps. Proverbs 3:5-6. You say, I can't do it. God says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. You say, I am not able. God says, I am able. 2 Corinthians 9:8. You say, it's not worth it. God says, it will be worth it. Romans 8:28. You say, I can't forgive. God says, I forgive you myself. 1 John 1:9, Romans 8:1. You say, I can't manage. God says, I will supply all your needs. Philippians 4:19. You say, I'm afraid. And then God says again in 2 Timothy 1:7, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. You say, I'm always worried and frustrated. God says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on me. You say, I'm not smart enough. God says, I give you wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30. You say, I feel all alone. God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you today that your word has everything in it that we need. You set it up just like that so we would have something not to just fall back on and to lean on, but something to walk in. To walk in your word every day. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise and the glory and the honor. I want you to stand to your feet and I want you to confess something with me. And I want you to put your name in the appropriate place. Knowing that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and that our lives are powerfully affected by the words we speak. I, Cheryl, do hereby order my conversation aright, that I might experience the salvation of God this day and forevermore. I am a spiritual warrior. The word of God is my mighty sword. The blood of Jesus covers me and defeats the enemy. The strong name of Jesus is on my lips. When I pray, heaven moves. When I make decrees, the enemy obeys. When I submit to God and resist the devil, devils flee. I am a Holy Ghost war machine. Aggressive. Spiritually violent. Determined. And irresistible. I am an intercessor. A soul winner. A healer of the sick. And a liberator of human lives. I'm a demon chaser. A stronghold destroyer. And a mighty man or woman of God. In the kingdom. I am word trained. Wilderness tested. Furnace hardened. And equal to the task set before me. When I rise up in the morning, demons tremble. Angels rejoice. And humanity is blessed. I am a holy warrior. Raise your hands and thank God for being all that he has called you to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we praise you today. We give you glory and honor. We worship you, God. There is none like you, O Lord. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are Christ our Lord. You are the deliverer. You are the eternal God. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Emmanuel with us. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Teskenu. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the great I am. And we worship and we praise you, O God. We give you all the glory and the honor. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are the Prince of Peace. Oh, praise your name, God. We thank you for our deliverance, God. We come against and we bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. And we curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. We lose faith, hope, and trust in God. We will not succumb to fear of loneliness, fear of man. We will walk. walk in faith, we will face the obstacles that have been set before us because we are men and women of God. We put a wedge between rebellion and rejection in the name of Jesus, and we say, be gone in Jesus' name. Loose me and let the people of God go. Loose their minds, their wills, and their emotions, God, based on your word. You said it, God, and we believe it. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we loose the mind of Christ and the heart of God. We bind every attack of the enemy against our minds, against our families, against our finances, against our homes. We curse it now in the root in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree new beginnings over our minds. We want a new mind, God. Over our hearts, we want a new heart, God. And we thank you, God. We give you praise and glory and honor. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you and we give you praise this afternoon. For we give you all praise. Lord, have mercy upon us. I want you all to say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood and I belong to you. And I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I am sorry for them all. I renounce them all. I forgive all others as I want you to forgive me. Now I want you to take a minute and think about that. Somebody cussed real bad because somebody cut in front of you when you was on your way to camp. So did. I know you ain't got to confess it to me, but I know you did. Let that thing go. Forgive everybody. Forgive me now and cleanse me with your blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, which cleanses me from all my sin. And I come to you now as my deliverer. You know my special needs. The things that bind, torment, defile, the evil spirit, the unclean spirit. I claim the promise of your word. Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call upon you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus. And I command you to leave me right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabbah Shatarana. Father, I bring to you, Father God, these your people for deliverance. Father God, some of them have been jumpy and timid and apprehensive, tending to produce nervousness and agitation, uneasiness, Father, acting unsteady, erratic, or irregular. We come against a spirit of nervous breakdown, an attack of mental or emotional disorder. We come against it now, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise that perfect love cast out all fear. We thank you, Father, that you've not given us a spirit of fear. We give you praise, God. We thank you, O Lord, hallelujah, for all that you have done. For we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call out insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, oversensitiveness, easily offended, in other words, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval. You devils, move now. Come out of the hearts and the minds and the will and the emotions of the people of God. Loose yourself now from them. That spirit of persecution and unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation, mental illness, mania, paranoia, worry. We ask you, right, tell you right now in the name of Jesus to loose the people of God and let them go. Come out of the way that they think. Come out of their hearts. Come out of their souls, out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Lord God, we put a wedge between rebellion and rejection right now in Jesus' name. And we attack the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. And we loose an immediate, the mind for immediate obedience to the voice and to the word of God in Jesus' name. And we curse every spirit that operates with the spirit of rebellion to keep the people of God from working, from moving in your word and doing the things you have called them to do. God, we come against that spirit of pride that keeps them from reading the word and keeps them from understanding the word. We break the tie between pride and fear, because pride is just a compensating demon for fear. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to break the teeth of Leviathan in the lives of your people so that they can have revelation and wisdom and understanding and live for you. We come against that spirit of deception that has set in, that causes them to see everything that everybody else got, but not to see what they got. We break that curse right now in the name of Jesus. We come against those religious spirits that cause them to set themselves aside and think they're all that and a bag of chips when they are nothing except by you who gave your son to die for us that we could be somebody. We break that right now in Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you that the blood of Jesus is applied to everyone here. The blood of Jesus, I just pour it on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour the blood of Jesus that their feet, the ground they stand in, will be saturated, and that there will be a new foundation and a new revelation of who they are. That they are not grasshoppers, but that they are giants in the land, and that they serve an omnipotent and omnipresent God who loves them and who cares for them. And all they need do is but ask. For you have said that in your word. And God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you that each person will individually have an epiphany and be able to see what this word meant. They will no longer seesaw and go back and forth and be double-minded. We break the curse of double-mindedness right now. We break the curse of arrested development, not knowing who they are, being little children and not being able to eat the full meat of the word. We break that curse right now in the name of Jesus, all the way back to Adam and Eve on all sides of their family line. And we say, come forth in maturity in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you wash our eyes with the blood of Jesus, that we may see, Father God, the wonders of your law and the wonders of your word as it operates in our lives. Give us new eyes to see. Let us have new beginnings, O God. New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings, saith the Lord. New beginnings. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you all of the honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Doubt, unbelief, skepticism, fear of being rejected, discouragement. Discouragement that comes walking in the way because so many people, there's so much to do and not enough time to do it. God, let your peace be on your people. You didn't ask them to do everything. You only ask them to do a few things. God, give them a mind, the mind of Christ, that they may understand and that they may know what you have called them to do. Father, teach us how to stay in our own row and hole. Oh, hallelujah. Teach us how to understand the rank and order of the kingdom of God so that we can bless and be blessed. God, thank you. We come against the inability to give and receive in the name of Jesus. We come against every fear, named and unnamed, in the name of Jesus, and curse it at the root, and we loose once again faith. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We bind backlash and retaliation on everyone that has come to receive from you, God. We bind it and break it in the name of Jesus. all backlash and retaliation against them, against their family, against their finances, because we have loosed new beginnings, because we're going to walk fully in your word. So we bind the backlash that comes with it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 There's something about the name. Master. Savior. Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Thank you, Lord. I've learned when God is through, I'm through. It's 4 o'clock. Dinner isn't until 5. Soak. Talk to God about your fears and how He has delivered and wants to deliver you. I believe that you've been delivered, but I can believe it all day long. If you don't believe it and are not willing to walk in it, you have to believe. You have to have that great faith. And the funny part about the great faith is somewhere in the Word of God, He said it's great faith. But then He didn't say that it was big as a mountain. He said it was the size of a mustard seed. That's how things are in the kingdom. Just a little bit with God can go a long way. Trust Him. Trust Him in all you do. I'm a living witness. He'll bring you through things that you think you cannot make it through. And He will bring you through those things. And I realize that as we are sitting here, that there are many, or one or two, that have some very deep-rooted things that they want to be delivered of. And you may feel that, well, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. You know, I thought that it was going to, you know what I'm saying? Trust God for your deliverance. Because sometimes it don't happen quick and in a hurry. Sometimes you go home and the word that has been spoken by somebody, just 3 little words, you're sitting someplace feeling all down, and those 3 words, 1 word, 2 words, will come to you, and you have an epiphany and say, like the lepers, why sit ye here and die? Let me get up out of here. Amen? But sometimes, you know, you can sit in a place and be think you comfortable and be dying. Because you're so afraid to go forward. Because you know there's a fight if you go forward. What's the worst thing that you can happen to you? Sit and die doing nothing? Or go forward and die in the battle? I always feel if I go forward and die in the battle, if it ain't my time, God's going to raise me up. Amen. 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 Trust God. That is such a powerful thing. For some reason, the body of Christ just slips away from that. Hold on to the fact that you trust God. Believe His word. Believe His word. Amen. Well, I just bind the spirit of sleepiness in the name of Jesus, and I just loose
stirred up energy in you. I know that you've received a lot of word, and you know, and you're sitting, so you can't stay too long. You know, you can't take much in if you have to sit too long. So stand on your feet, stretch your arms. Praise God. Dinner served at 5. Should I pray, Patty? Should I pray, Patty, for food? Yeah.
Hello. Cheryl is finished. The meal is almost ready. We are going to be serving here in just a few minutes, and we will shut down 45 minutes after we start serving, okay? So don't wait till 5 o'clock. Don't go away and come back at 5 o'clock and expect to be served, okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you for those that work so hard and diligently to give us balanced meals. Not seesaw meals, balanced meals, God. We thank you for them. We ask you to bless them in the kitchen and to strengthen them, God, to strengthen their resolve. We ask you to bless the food, Father God, sanctify it, make it nourishment to our bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The hands that prepared it and the hands that fixed it, bless them in all their needs. In Jesus' name we ask and pray and believe it. Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.